Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in John chapter 15, verses 12 through 16 in the International Children's Bible, also known as the ICB. And this is what it says. This is my command. Love each other as I have loved you. The greatest love a person can show is to die for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants now. A servant does not know what his master is doing, but now I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, I chose you. And I gave you this work, to go and produce fruit. I want you to produce fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. This is my command. Love each other. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it seems so simple. Love one another, love each other. And yet this is where the rubber meets the road of most of our Christianities, Lord, in learning how to love people who are broken, learning how to love people who have acted negatively toward us, learning how to love people who are we feel awkward around, learning how to love people who have wounded us, who have walked away from us, who have not protected us, who have harmed our hearts. And Lord, I know that's one of my struggles. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand again. And I've prayed this month already, but just that we would understand your love for us. And you said in this passage, the greatest love a person can show is to die for his friends. And you have shown that greater love. You laid your life down. It is as if we were running and a train was coming and we were going to be in the direct pathway of that locomotive, and you pushed us out of the way and you took it for us. Lord, that is the kind of love that you have for us, and I admit it's hard for me to understand it, but I'm grateful for it. Lord, I also thank you that you call us your friends. We're not just your servants, we're your friends. We have that intimate connection with you that a friend would have. And a friend is someone who's chosen. We can't choose our family members. We're born into those and we can't, you know, extricate ourselves very easily from that. But we choose our friends. And you have chosen us. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Lord, help us to live in light of that choosing today. To rejoice in the fact that our name is written in the book of life, that you have chased us, that you have pursued us, that the hound of heaven has come after us, that you have left the 99 and you have found us. You searched for us. You rescued us from certain death and certain destruction. You have saved us from our sins. And because of that, now we have this audacious moniker. We're now called the friend of God. And that is amazing to me and humbling. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm your friend. And I pray for the person listening today that they would understand and just settle themselves into the powerful truth that they are your friend, that they are chosen, and that they have work to do. Lord, show us what that work is. We can't do it on our own. We need your Spirit invigorating us from the inside out to give us the strength to do what we need to do. Lord, we do want to produce fruit that lasts, fruit that doesn't just come and go in a moment, but that lasts and remains and continues. Lord, I want to hear someday, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to know that I have completed the tasks that you have asked me to do. And I know my friend listening today wants to have that same heart cry. So Lord, show us those things you want us to do and help us to walk in obedience to the power of the Spirit within us to do those things that you've asked of us, not begrudgingly or out of compulsion, but as cheerful givers, because we're so grateful for what you've done. We're not trying to impress you with our works, Lord. We are praising you by our works. We are showing you that we love you by our obedience, because you have empowered us. You've rescued us from the domain of darkness and set us into the light. And we live in constant worship of you because of that. Lord, help us again to love each other. This is not an easy prayer, but I ask sincerely, and I know you love to grant the answer to that prayer, to give us the love that we need for those around us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Thank you for living and breathing and keeping going. And for those of you who are walking through health struggles, I hear you. I'm so sorry. I wish I could take it all away from you. And I know that there are times of bewilderment. I just want to encourage you to keep persevering and knowing that your life does matter, no matter what physical challenges that you're facing today.